Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murali of the 11th of February 1971. The title is Service Through the Vehicle of the Inner Body. How far can you go in 1 second? Can you calculate that? When a person dies, he goes so far away within 1 second. When you speak of the vehicle of the body within, what do you mean? What is the meaning of the saying, you used to travel around with the vehicle of the body within? This praise is not just of those who have divine vision, but it is also of all of you. Those people have their own meaning of the vehicle of the body within, but the accurate meaning is that your final karmatit stage is like a vehicle. You travel around in one or another vehicle. You can go from one place to another very far away. In the same way, when you attain your karmatit stage, then because of this stage, you are able to travel very far away within 1 second. This is why it is said, the vehicle of the body within. In fact, it is the praise of the final stage. At that time, you are beyond the consciousness of the physical form, and this is why they have even called it the subtle body. Just as there is the saying about the flying horse. So, it is the experience of your present time that has been related in the form of stories. When you give an order to go somewhere, it will take you there within 1 second. Do you have this experience? Nowadays, scientists are trying to speed everything up. They are making as much effort as possible for greater success through less time. In the same way, you are all also trying to increase the speed in everything. The more someone's speed increases, the closer he will come to the final stage. Through your speed, you reach your stage. Can you recognize your stage from your speed? All of you are now making plans to celebrate the greatest festival of Shivratri. So, what newness have you thought of? That you will hoist the flag at your own centers? You may hoist the flags, but also hoist the flag of the revelation of the Father in the heart of each soul. That will only happen when the embodiment of power is revealed. You can only reveal the Almighty authority through your embodiment of power. The embodiment of power means to be a destroyer and one with all the ornaments. Before you go onto the stage, first of all, prepare your internal stage very well and then go onto the stage. And through this, people will have a vision of your internal stage. Just as you make all other preparations in the same way, check that you are going onto the stage as someone who has adopted all the ornaments. Both the forms of a lighthouse and a mighthouse should be in an emerged form. Only when you are both these forms will you be able to be a good guide. When you say Father, that word should be filled with so much love and power that it works like the ointment of knowledge, that it makes orphans into those who belong to the Lord. Just the word Father. Fill just this one word with so much power. At the time when you go onto the stage, firstly, Let your stage be that of mercy. Secondly, have feelings of benefit. Thirdly, your words should be filled with love. And fourthly, let there be the sparkle of power in your form. Make your stage and your consciousness so powerful that you think that you have come to grant a vision of the Father through yourself to your bhagats who have been calling out for a long time. In this way, you can reveal the Father through your spiritual form, your spiritual vision, and your attitude of bringing benefit. Do you understand what you have to do? You must not just make preparations for lectures, but make such preparations for a lecture that through that lecture you give the experience of the stage of going beyond words, that is, beyond sound. You have been paying greater attention to preparing for the lectures and less attention to staying in the consciousness of the form of spiritual attraction, and therefore, this time, you have to make greater preparations for this. You must stamp everyone's heart with the stamp of a relationship with the Father. Acha. What service will those of Madhuban do? Bap Dada is especially giving Madhuban Nivasis an invitation to the subtle region. You will be able to see the service taking place everywhere when you come to the subtle region. Baba will especially take you on a tour in the evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Just as the trance messengers were taken on a tour of all the places, in the same way, Baba will take the Madhuban Nivasis on a tour of the service at all the places. What more do you want when you can go on a tour without any effort? Therefore, if on this day the Madhuban Nivasis consider themselves to be the residents of the subtle region and stay beyond the consciousness of the physical body, they will have many experiences. You can then relate the experiences you have to Baba. If on this day you even make a little effort, you will easily receive the blessing of having various unique experiences. Do you understand? Have a special yoga program from 7 to 9 p.m. In fact, you are being given an invitation for the whole day. But this is a special time for going on a tour. At this time, each of you will be able to have experiences according to your capacity. Madhuban Nivasis are especially loving, and therefore, Baba is giving a special invitation. With your intellect, become detached from the consciousness of the body. Then you will have whatever experiences you are to have according to the drama. Visions are common things for the trance messengers, but you can have such experiences even with your intellect that it will be as clear as though it is an experience seen through your eyes. Acha, Baba was then talking to the teachers. What group should this group be called? The children said, speakers group. Baba continued, speakers are those who give a speech. As well as the speech, is there also speed? Because when together with speed there is speed in the effort, then through the influence of those who give speeches, there can be benefit for the world. If your speech is without speed, then it will be difficult for there to be benefit for the world. So, you can say that this is the group of those who give speeches and who move with speed. Those whose speech is powerful and whose speed is also powerful, are called world benefactors, master removers of sorrow, and bestowers of happiness. So, are you engaged in such a task? Those who are the removers of sorrow and the bestowers of happiness are themselves beyond the waves of this world. And their speech will also be that which takes others beyond the waves of sorrow. Do you give a speech whilst remaining stable in such a stage? Do you give a speech whilst remaining stable in such a stage? A speech is always given whilst standing on a stage. So, on what stage do you stand when you give a speech? On the external stage? When a speaker has to go onto a physical stage, he first has to check whether his internal stage is ready or not. Those who give speeches whilst remaining in such a stage are called elevated speakers. Just as you give so much time to preparing the physical stage, in the same way, do you make just as much effort to make sure that your internal stage remains just as ready? What is the memorial in Abu of those who give speeches whilst remaining stable in such a powerful stage? It is the Dilwala Temple. The Dilwala Temple is a memorial of the pilgrimage of remembrance. Have you not seen the Gaumukh, that is, the mouth of the cow? What is the Gaumukh, the memorial of? It is the memorial of the mouth, just as the memorial of the father is Gaumukh, because he clarifies everything through the mouth. This is why there is the memorial of the mouth. The speaker has to work through the mouth, but in such a way that you give a speech whilst in an elevated stage. You should constantly have an ever-ready stage. It shouldn't be that you have to prepare it at that time. When you have an ever-ready stage, the impression of that is very good. This is why Baba asked if you were influential. Should this group be called the influential group? Will everyone give this certificate? It is a good group. If you give this certificate, then they are also those who satisfy everyone. You are the jewels of contentment, are you not? Do you say yes to this? If you yourselves are the jewels of contentment, you will be able to make others content. Teachers are also given a paper. How? Their paper will be in the subtle region. A teacher takes a paper at every step. Whatever step you take, always think that you are sitting in the examination hall and taking this step. A speaker means one who is sitting on the stage. Everyone's vision is on those who are sitting on the stage in front of them. All of you are also sitting on an elevated stage. The vision of many souls is on the steps you take. So, you have to take every step with such attention. If you take even one step out of line, or fluctuate even a little, many others will follow you. Therefore, whatever steps you teachers take, you have to take it after careful consideration because you are wearing a crown. What crown have you received? The crown of responsibility. The greater the responsibility, the bigger the crown. So, since you have received such a huge responsibility, you must take every step whilst considering yourself to be an instrument. You must not be careless Now, carelessness finishes when you are wearing a crown and seated on a throne. Carelessness means carelessness in effort. This group should always think that whatever step or action you perform, it should remain an example to the world because your actions will become memorials in the form of stories. These activities of yours will become worthy of praise. Do you move along whilst considering yourself to be responsible to this extent? This is a speciality of the group that is responsible. To the extent that someone is responsible, accordingly he will also remain light. Acha Om Shanti.